Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
Welcome back.
Like we never left.
Yeah. I am Clay from the Dirty, Dirty South.
Oh, yes. The
dirtiest dirty. Of South, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys are like filthy over there. And I am Devon, a.k.a. the Warden of the North.
Indeed.
And it is very hot here. It wasn't hot all summer. Now it's like September heading to fall, and it's 100-something degrees. It's
crazy. What?
Yeah, we hit. Well, the real feel was over 100 the other day.
Jeez.
I guess because of the hurricane, it pushed all the hot air up here. So it's just hot and miserable. It feels like the dirty, dirty North. It's awful.
All of the states are going to become dirty soon. There you go.
I think we're heading for the we're going to be America, land of the free, home of the brave, and the dirty, dirty.
Yes, indeed.
Oh man, but yeah. So today, I guess it has to do with being a creative and I guess life in general. So this is my. I don't like to give advice, but you're listening to a podcast, so you can get some advice. Mm-hmm. You can get some unsolicited advice, or you could turn me off. So, because I'm not one for giving unsolicited advice, but hey, you tuned in, so here we go.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Or I'm sorry. But no, I just wanted to talk about, you know, as creatives in life, there's times where either you have to start over or, more importantly, keep going. And I think that's the hardest part we find as creatives is the desire or the strength or whatever you want to call it to keep going. And, you know, it's difficult for a lot of us. I think social media, internet, having a wider lens on basically the world and what's going on, we feel like we need to be doing a lot more than we really need to keep going. Mm-hmm. You sent me something the other day about, you know, perfectionism, blocking progress. And that hit home because I am a perfectionist and I try to do things as perfect as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm realizing now that you don't need to. Yeah. I was in class with this lawyer, an entrepreneurial class. Mm-hmm. And she was like, sometimes, you know, done is enough. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Like, and I was like, you know what? Like, sometimes you just have to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be your best work. And I think that's the hardest thing to accept a lot of times. And that mindset and thought process a lot of times stops us from progressing, and it makes it a lot harder to keep going, and you find people suffering burnout. And I'm like, how are you burnt out as a photographer and you do this as a hobby? Mm-hmm. Like, I never heard anybody saying, yeah, you know, I'm burnt out on knitting. Like, I just, you know, I'm just not hitting the mark anymore. It's like, you know, this is supposed to be stuff that's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of undue pressure that we put on ourselves because we perceive that people are looking at us.
Yes.
Because of the way we share our work now.
Right.
We perceive that people are a lot more interested than they really are.
True.
You know, we're like, oh, I'm not going to post this because it's not as good as, you know, and you're trying to meet expectations for the four or five people that may really look at your, look at your work. And, you know, and I've done it, and, you know, sometimes you post stuff And you're like, not really too proud of it. And like, people think it's amazing, you know, and you're there like, you know, so I stopped trying to overthink it. I just post stuff that I want to post and share stuff that I want to share. And that's the big thing. I think I guess you got to define why you're doing it, you know.
Good point.
And I think if you take a step back, we did a episode on, you know, why do you do what you do?
Exactly.
You know, and when you have that definition and when you get back to the simpleness of it and the basic core of what you're doing and why you're doing it, you really stop worrying about everybody else.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's the biggest problem nowadays is that we do worry about a lot of things that have nothing to do with us or what we're doing. Because we have a lens, like I said, we have a lens into everything, you know, and people are upset about, you know, celebrities and things they see online that have nothing to do with, you know. So, you know, I think when you're trying to keep going, just get back to you, yes. You know, take a look inside, see why you're doing what you're doing. And sometimes you need to step away and turn off the noise and everything else. And, you know, sometimes the most joy I get is shooting the way I started, which was just kind of taking my camera with me and walking around and taking pictures of what I see, yeah. You know, not trying to be perfect, not trying to, it's just, I'm snapping stuff, capturing things, you know, trying to get different angles, playing with light, like that kind of relaxed, not even thinking about the finished product, but just the process. You know, being. And when you can get,
Just being,
you know, being in the moment, you know, having fun, you know, and I think that's the hardest part is to maintain the fun aspect of it as you're trying to get better. You know, if it becomes like work or a task, then, you know, that's when the problems come in, you know? And I think, you know, and don't take yourself so seriously, you know, because I think it removes the joy from it. Yes. And that pauses you and that puts that feeling on you that, you know, this has to be perfect. And if I can't make it perfect, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
You know, and I think perfect is a very hard standard to meet. You know, it's almost an impossible standard to meet because it can always be better, right?
Yes.
It can always be. You can always, the picture can always be sharper. It could always be edited better. It's so many factors that, you know, we try to put on things and, you know, some things will never be done, but we can finish it. You know, you can put a stop to it. You can enjoy it, you know, get a workflow that works for you, you know, find ways to motivate yourself to keep going that are beyond doing it for the satisfaction or the admiration of others. Because that people are fickle, you know.
Absolutely.
They do it with the greatest. Just go in any barbershop and you can argue about the greatest or who did what or, you know, people's catalogs, people's sports careers, people's acting careers. This person's trash. This person's the best. But in the end, it's what you want it to be and what you leave behind. And as you know, as we can all attest to, once a person dies, they're great, right? Like everybody that's passed away, we just put them in the great category. We praise them more than when they were alive. And I don't know why we boost dead people instead of boosting them when they're alive and they can hear it. But I think society's trying to get a little bit better at that, but not so much. So, you know, you hear all the admiration when people are gone. So, you know, do stuff in your life now that is for you and that can keep you going. And it may not be something that is necessarily appealing to the masses. You know, it may be something that you don't share. And we overshare now, right? I see every aspect of most people. I see every aspect of their everyday, you know, and we overshare. It's like, I didn't need to see that, but there you go. So, you know, maybe your way of keeping going is just doing stuff that you don't share, you know? It's funny. It's like, I read something. It's like people used to have diaries and got upset when people read it.
Yeah. Oh,
now people put their diary public and get mad when people don't read it and don't acknowledge it. You know. Yeah. So we're backwards now.
We're upside down.
We're upside down, and we're, you know, it's the total opposite of what it used to be. You know, so maybe that's it. I don't know. It's a very individual thing. But what I would say is don't stop. You know, you started for a reason. Don't stop. Keep going. Sometimes it's just that time and then it gets better. You know, I've hit it. There's been a lot of situations where... you know, I could have took the sign as you should stop. I'm on my 1, 2, 3. I'm on my 4th studio, you know, and I'll be very, very quick with it. First studio had a problem with the city while the studio was shut down, stole all my gear.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Left that studio, moved to another studio, which is a new development. Once they got the building up and running, they raised my rent more than 100%.
Jeez.
Got squeezed out. Next studio, 2020, COVID hit. Couldn't maintain it. And now I'm at my 4th studio. So, yeah, there was a lot of opportunities to stop. There was a lot of opportunities to not maintain it, to not keep going. But I'm happy I did. You know, it was bad for those moments. Like, you know, it sucked when, like, you know, imagine like all your gear getting stolen. You're like, what am I going to do? Thankful for insurance. You know, and even when I lost the studio because of the rent, you know, I ended up moving into a better location that worked, but then, you know, COVID smacked everybody in the face.
Absolutely.
You know, it changed everybody and everything forever, you know? So I took that and said, you know what, so maybe something's better, and something better came down the line. It wasn't immediate, but you got to keep the faith. If you don't have faith in anything else, have faith in yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, bet on yourself. And that will motivate you to, hopefully it will motivate you to keep going. So yeah, it's, you know, I hope that I'm practicing what I'm preaching, just giving you those small examples in my life. There's many other examples of when I had to keep going, but, you know, those four were, you know, I know people that stopped because they had one bad client. You know, wow. And that totally railroaded their whole, you know, photography career. So don't let the moment stop you. You know, there's a bigger journey. There's a bigger picture. Good thing is, like, set some goals, have a vision, and don't let anybody railroad you from that.
Absolutely.
You know, have you hit any... stumbling blocks that have made you want to stop?
Not necessarily. I've always, you know, I mean, the advice of betting on yourself is great. And I always bet on myself that the photography is going to make whatever else around me feel better. So photography is my outlet.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it is a hobby that I don't take myself too seriously. Mm-hmm. It is my outlet. It is it's for me. It really isn't. I mean, I don't share much on social media. It is absolutely my outlet. I would like to expand upon doing more of it. Yes, it is definitely my passion, my love, and I'm gonna bet on the fact that if I have a horrible day, if I could do something photography, it releases that stress.
Yeah, like I it's funny because it's my like career, mm-hmm. but it's also my outlet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. When doing it for work, it doesn't necessarily feel like an outlet. It's at this point, it's a lot of times, it's autopilot, mm-hmm. I can do it regardless of how I'm feeling. And I can do the technical aspect and clients are happy. Mm-hmm. But when I'm doing personal work and things, maybe it's, a job that I'm passionate about, it's definitely an outlet. It doesn't feel like work, mm-hmm. And not to say that, every time I'm working, I never feel like I'm working. That's not true. But mm-hmm. sometimes it definitely feels like work. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's cool to have your career at your outlet as well. Yeah. As well. Yeah. When I'm working with individuals and you can get the person that walks in and is like, and this is my clients when they come in, I hate taking pictures. you just can't do a whole photo shoot, which you're like, I hate taking pictures, and I understand the headshot client that has to do it. But, a lot of headshot clients walk in, they're like, I hate taking pictures. I'm awful. I look terrible in pictures. And, when you can take them from I hate pictures to, oh man, these look really good. And they're happy while they're taking their pictures. That's motivation to keep going when, you have the client that is unhappy with every picture you take of them, So, sometimes it's not you, it's them, So, keep going, stay motivated. Sometimes it takes walking away from the thing that, for a minute, if you're trying to keep your photography journey going and you've hit a roadblock, sometimes you just take a break. Mm-hmm. Take a break. There's a lot of things. Take a break. All the things we talk about. Take a break. Go shoot with somebody else. Start a project. There's so many things to kind of jumpstart and to keep you going because it's science. The object in motion tends to stay in motion. Right? Yes. Like, stay in motion. Just keep doing, keep going, keep creating. Don't stop. When you stop is the hard part. It's all right. You can take a pause, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. catch your breath, but don't stop. Like, you don't want to stop completely and, sell all your gear and everything else. You want to just like, I at some point I really like this. So, I can keep going. I can get it back. And, once you find it back, it's a good feeling. Yeah. And once you do it once, you'll recognize that, okay, it was just a moment. Don't let a moment dictate the whole journey, because there'll be a lot of moments, good and bad. And I think we all go through it. You take a picture, it's really good. Like, I'm amazing. Nat Geo should call me right away. Sign me up. I'm the best. I'm the best in the dirty.
That's right.
what they know about clay, nothing. Oh, man. Hilarious. But yeah, that's my rant for the day, people. Keep going. Stay motivated. Stay happy. It gets better. It's only temporary.
Indeed. Very good advice.
So where can they find you? Nobody wants to come to the Dirty Dirty, so can we give them some some online connections so they can avoid that region of the earth?
Yeah, you know, actually, not a bad advice because it's pretty dirty. CWDailyPhoto.com and CWDaily everywhere that matters. How about you? All right.
And they can find me at DevonWarrenPhoto.com and at DevonWarrenPhoto on all social media that matters. Look me up. Shout me out. I'm a pretty cool dude. I actually respond to DMs if you're fully clothed. And yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Until next time.
Yes, until next time.
Ciao.
Just keep going.
Yes.